The AP News at 5 is sponsored by McFarland's, where service is a family tradition, and by J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment, and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Federal prosecutors are seeking the death penalty against the white supremacist who killed 10 black people at a New York supermarket in 2022. Jackie Quinn has reaction.
It was a surprise announcement for the families.
It was a gut blow.
Michelle Friesen lost her aunt in May of 22 at the top supermarket massacre in Buffalo.
Never did I ever wish that he would have the death penalty.
As heard on WKBW.com, Friesen says she hopes now 20-year-old gunman Peyton Gendron gets to stew in jail and think about what he's done. Gendron was sentenced to life in prison without parole because New York doesn't have the death penalty. But federal prosecutors can seek capital punishment for an upcoming hate crimes trial. The daughter of victim Pearl Young says it doesn't matter what happens to Gendron.
I remember that day. I remember calling my mom's phone, trying to find her.
Pamela Pritchett says she has to focus on healing. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Navy's warning American-flagged vessels to stay out of waters around Yemen for the next 72 hours. Houthi rebels have vowed fierce retaliation for American and British strikes. Germany's promising to intervene on Israel's behalf at the International Court of Justice, saying there's no basis for the accusation of genocide over its war in Gaza. A massive winter storm is sweeping across the northern U.S. Zach Taylor at the National Weather Service.
Widespread heavy snowfall across portions of Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, where there could be dangerous travel conditions due to the combination of the heavy snowfall as well as the strong gusty winds.
And storms coming to Oregon and California, too.
Heavy mountain snow and even snow down into some of the lower elevations in and around Portland. It also could create some freezing rain or even some ice.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel with the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street drifted to a mixed finish as it closed out its 10th winning week in the last 11. The S&P 500 ended Friday up 0.1%. The benchmark index is within 0.3% of its record high. The Dow fell 118 points. That's about 0.3%. The index of 30 major blue chips was dragged down by a big drop in United Health Group. The NASDAQ ended basically flat. The mixed trading came after earnings season kicked off with mixed results from Delta Airlines, JPMorgan Chase, and other big companies. Bond yields fell after a report showed inflation in wholesale prices was weaker than expected last month. That bolstered expectations that the Federal Reserve would cut interest rates. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 3.95%. Crude oil prices rose on worries about potential disruptions to supplies. The price of a barrel of benchmark U.S. crude rose about 1%. Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Seifert Realty, proudly assisting both buyers and sellers navigating through real estate transactions, results that move you. There is a winter storm warning through noon Saturday. Blizzard warnings for Grant County from now until midnight. And very breezy with snow tonight. An additional 2 to 4 inches possible. Considerable blowing and drifting in open areas with a low of 19. Winds will be northwest 15 to 25 with gusts up to 35. cloudy, breezy, and chilly tomorrow with occasional light snow and flurries. An additional inch or less is possible. Storm totals mostly around 9 to 14 inches. Highs around 22. Winds will be northwest 15 with gusts up to 20. And for tomorrow night, breezy and bitter cold. Light snow showers early. Wind chills plunging to 20 below with a low of 5 below. Winds will, of course, be 15 and gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest, about 4 to 6 miles per hour. And it is snowing heavily out there, and our temperature is 30 degrees. Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039. That's 608-604-6039. Or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com. Today is Friday, January 12th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede, sitting in for Joanne Krulutz. And I forgot to mention earlier, we do have a lot of cancellations to announce for this evening. First of all, SSM Health Urgent Care in Lake Delton is closed for today. Those experiencing medical emergencies should call 911. Simons Recreation Complex will be closed until noon tomorrow. Richland County government offices are closed. Normal operations will resume at 7:30 on Tuesday. Also, Bosco Bell and Center Pharmacies are closed. Those needing to use the emergency line should call 608-283-3147. Jones Chevrolet is closed. Bindle Tire and Auto. All Royal Bank locations are closed. All American DeWitt Center is closed. Subway is closed, as well as Galaxy Skate Center, Mr. G's, ET Foods, Creative Outlet, and Creative Outlet will be also closed tomorrow. Richland Family Prescription Center is open, but Paul will be the only staff member working, and there will be no home deliveries. Community First Bank branches are closed today and tomorrow. Williamson Pierce Dental is closed. Robin's Nest is closed, as well as Computer Doctors, Kickapoo Creekside, and Citizens First Bank. Turbos is closed. All WCCU locations are closed. Also, for tomorrow, the town of Richwood Recycling and Dump will be closed. Friends of Blue River Coffee Talk, that was supposed to be held at 8 a.m. tomorrow, is canceled. The Richland Center Landfill is going to be closed tomorrow and Monday. Waterstown Recycling Center is closed tomorrow. There will be no junior bowling at the Phoenix Center. That was supposed to be held at 8:30. That's canceled. Richland Center Youth Girls Basketball is canceled. The Richland Center Seventh-day Adventist Church will not meet on Saturday. The Ithaca Weston Wrestling Tournament and Hall of Fame event will not be held. And the West B Wrestling Invitational that was supposed to be held tomorrow. This includes the Richland Center Girls Wrestling Team. That has been canceled as well. The Richland County Highway Department has announced that all plowing operations will cease by 8 o'clock tonight due to the dangerous visibility conditions or even for even the plow drivers. They will resume operations early tomorrow morning. Also, the village of Reedstown will be done plowing for the evening tonight at 7 due to the impending low zero visibility and high winds. Plowing will resume at 5 a.m. tomorrow in Reedstown. Reedstown asks that you keep your vehicles off the streets so the streets can be safely plowed. Again, traveling during these types of storms is warned against unless absolutely necessary. Wisconsin's second powerful storm this week should drop another 6 to 12 inches of snow from Platteville through Madison up onto Green Bay. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Berlow also predicts 50-mile-per-hour winds.
After 5 o'clock, it shifts out of the northwest. That's going to plummet our temperatures. It's going to take our snow from a heavy, wet mix and turn it into the lighter, fluffy stuff that blows around.
And after the storm moves out tomorrow morning, temperatures will stay bitterly cold for at least a few days. The National Weather Service is is advising dangerous to impossible driving conditions. Travel is not advised unless absolutely necessary. Road conditions will be significantly impacted during this storm. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation advises drivers to know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Travelers can monitor winter road conditions at 511wi.gov or via the 511 Wisconsin mobile app and view live videos from traffic cameras along their route. Bitter cold temperatures and wind chills will arrive Sunday through the state and will last through next week. Drivers are reminded to keep an emergency kit in their vehicle and alert others about their route and expected travel time. A well-maintained vehicle is always important, but especially during harsh winter conditions. If traveling in the coming days, drivers should keep the fuel tank at least half full. This will help prevent fuel lines from freezing and provide extra fuel if stranded and ensure that battery antifreeze and cooling systems are in good condition. Snowplow drivers work long hours to clear nearly 115,000 miles of roads across Wisconsin, so it's important for everyone to give them the space to get the job done. When approaching a snowplow that is clearing ice or snow, or laying salt or sand, state law requires drivers to stay at least 200 feet back on a highway with a speed limit more than 35 miles per hour and a 75 feet back on a road with a slower speed limit. Road conditions ahead of a plow are likely worse, so drivers could use extra caution if passing a snow plow. Plow drivers have limited visibility, and the vehicles often create a cloud of snow that can obscure visibility for all. Winter driving tips include clear snow and ice from vehicles before traveling. Snow means slow, allow extra travel time, following distance, and reduce your speed during winter conditions. Be cautious on bridges, overpasses, and entrances, and exit ramps. Don't be overconfident in four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive vehicles. All vehicles require additional time and distance to stop in adverse conditions. Avoid using cruise control in winter conditions. Buckle up and put your phone down while driving every trip, every time. Move over or slow down for stopped emergency vehicles. In case of a crash or a slide-off, stay in the vehicle, turn on the hazards, call 911, and move vehicles out of traffic if possible. Due to the anticipated snow accumulations, officials from the city of Richland Center have announced that a snow removal emergency begins tonight at 10 and will expire Sunday morning at 7. This snow removal emergency prohibits vehicles of any kind to be parked on any street or highway within the city of Richland Center between the hours of 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. while the snow emergency is in effect. Vehicles parked on any city street during these hours will be ticketed. The fine for a snow removal emergency violation is $25. In addition, vehicles in violation may be towed at the owner's expense. Overnight off-street parking will be available in 5 city-owned municipal parking lots located downtown. The 5 municipal parking lots are as follows: parking lot south of the fire department, parking lot south of the city auditorium, parking lot north of Advanced Pump and Well, parking lot on South Jefferson Street east of Quick Trip, parking lot south of Toasty Toes and Nails. Overnight off-street parking will also be available at the Community Center parking lot, City Hall parking lot, and the parking lot on West Seminary Street near Mill Pond Park. Vehicles need to be removed from these lots during the daytime to allow for normal use. The Village of Muscadet has also issued a snow emergency. This means no parking on any village streets Friday evening, continuing until Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Optional places to park include the laundromat, swimming pool, and the parking lot at Riverside Park by the bathhouse boat landing. As the cold snap strikes this weekend, it is important to make sure that your plumbing and furnace are able to withstand the frigid blast. Tips and tricks from local experts are to open covered doors underneath sinks, allowing heat from the house to warm up the pipes. Remember to unhook hoses from outdoor water faucets or spigots, and make sure that valves near a water heater are in working condition in case you need to shut your water off. If you have an above ground sewer or septic line, don't remove snow around it, and don't drive any vehicles over it. For furnaces, Change your filters, and all vents outside your house should remain clear of snow to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning. For those pulling out the snowblower for the first time this week, it is important to do safety checks before turning it on. Check your surroundings to make sure the snow thrower isn't pointing in the direction of any windows, people, or cars. Then with this type of snow, it's common to get some snow stuck in the snowblower, so when attempting to unclog it, make sure your hands are not near the propeller. Shut it down and use a stick to unjam it, and always wear shoes with traction so you won't slip in the snow. Snow shoveling can increase the risk of a heart attack. Aspira's DO and non-invasive cardiologist Dr. Brenda Patel shares the common signs.
Common signs are usually you start experiencing shortness of breath, chest pain, any kind of arm pain, whether it's on the right or left side, excessive sweating, palpitations.
She says people who have risk factors for heart disease should be aware that putting themselves in such an exertional position increases the risks.
Snow shoveling can be at least moderately exertional, especially if there is that wet, heavy snow.
Dr. Patel says if you experience any symptoms of strain on the heart, you should stop immediately and seek medical attention. And with this weather, the winter storm warning, there is a possibility that Saturday's Wisconsin State Journal may be delivered late due to the weather. Today's winner of $100 in the Crime Stopper calendar raffle is Kim Anderson of Richland Center on ticket number 091. WRCL News Time is 5:16. WRCL News continues right after this with today's vital statistics.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
Today is Friday, January 12th. Donald O. Don Amler, 76, of Platteville, died Tuesday. Memorial services will be held tomorrow at 3 at Westview Methodist Church, Platteville. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the Westview Methodist Church tomorrow from 1 until the time of service at 3. The Melby Funeral Home and Crematory, Platteville, is serving the family. Donald O. Don Amler, 76, of Platteville. Scott A. Rosenthal, 65, of Lone Rock, died unexpectedly December 22nd at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A memorial service will be held Monday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the funeral home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Scott A. Rosenthal, 65, of Lone Rock. Janine Marie Young, 64, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date in the spring. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Janine Marie Young, 64, of Richland Center. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel, died Monday at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 20th at 1 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Saturday, January 20th from 10 until the time of service at 1. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrad American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Boscobel Cemetery Association, the Wisconsin River Trail Organization, the Boscobel Community Foundation, and the American Legion Blake Semrad Post 134. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel.
Are you craving the delicious flavors of Nicaraguan cuisine? Then you gotta check out La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food in Richland Center. They bring the authentic taste of Latin cuisine right to your plate. If you're in the mood for grilled steak, pork, or chicken, season it with Nicaraguan style. You'll find it here. Open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food, 1450 Veterans Drive in Richland Center, where every bite takes you on a flavorful journey. Now offering gift cards.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. What a day it's been. Hit hard with a winter storm and a blizzard warning now in effect for Grant County. This starts right now and lasts until midnight. With another 2 to 4 inches left to fall tonight, winds will be whipping up to 45 to nearly 50 miles per hour. This is going to bring whiteout conditions with visibility near zero. If you thought it was bad earlier, it's going to be worse. Stay home and stay off the roads. Reports coming in from 2 o'clock this afternoon have Boscobel at 10 inches, Richland Center measuring 7, and Soldiers Grove coming in over a foot at 13 inches. The winter storm warning remains in effect through noon tomorrow. This is because the winds won't quit. They stay feisty, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. This is going to continue to blow and drift snow around, recovering roads and creating treacherous travel. Tomorrow, we'll see an additional 1 or 2 inches as the storm exits the area. This could push our storm totals to near 15 inches. And if you thought we're in the clear by Saturday when the storm leaves, we're not. In fact, if you don't have your driveway cleared by then, you're in trouble because cold temperatures are crashing in. In fact, we'll be hitting 15 degrees by 3 o'clock and into the single digits after 8. And yes, below zero by 5 a.m. on Sunday. And did I mention the winds are going to still be breezy? Yeah. So get ready for wind chill advisories and warnings because Sunday morning, it'll be feeling like negative 20. It's not going to get much better as we push into next week. So Sunday, partly sunny skies. That's good news, right? Some sunshine and breezy winds and very cold temperatures because highs hit, well, just zero. It'll be feeling more like 15 below. So it's time to bust out the layers, the thick winter coat, and cover all exposed skin because in these conditions, you can get frostbite within 15 to 20 minutes. Monday, high of zero once again under partly cloudy skies and breezy conditions, making it bitter cold. Tuesday, a touch warmer with a high of 2. Stay warm and stay safe, everyone. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, the temperature is 30 degrees after a daytime high of 31 and a morning low of 25. Record high set back in 1871 is 55 degrees with a record low of 25 below set back in 1912. Last year's high was 35 with a low of 29. Sunset took place tonight at 4:48 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:32. Winds are out of the southwest at 2 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.26. And we have received almost around 10 inches of snow so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 30 degrees. And then I'll have a rundown of a few of the cancellations that are going on today. SSM Health Urgent Care in Lake Delton is closing today. Those experiencing medical emergencies, call 911. Simons Recreation Complex is closed through tomorrow. Also, Bosco Bell and Center Pharmacies are closed. Those needing the use of the emergency line should call 608-383-3147. Richland County Government Offices are closed, and normal operations will be resumed 7:30 on Tuesday. Jones Chevrolet is closed, Bindle Tire, all Royal Bank locations, all American Do-It Center locations, or actually all American Do-It Center is closed, Subway is closed, Galaxy Skate Center, Mr. G's, ET Foods, Creative Outlet, the Richland Center Family Prescription Center is open, and Paul is the only staff member working, and there will be no home deliveries. Community First Bank branches are closed today and tomorrow. Williams and Pierce Dental is closed. Robin's Nest, Computer Doctors, Creekside, Citizens First Bank, Turbos, all WCCU locations are closed as well. Also for tomorrow, the Town of Richwood Recycling and Dump will be closed. Friends of Blue River Coffee Talk is canceled. That was supposed to be held tomorrow morning at 8. The Richland Center Landfill is closed and will be closed on Monday. Also, Waterstown Recycling Center, Junior Bowling at the Phoenix Center is also canceled for tomorrow. And Richland Center Seventh-day Adventist Church will not meet tomorrow.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One year, I received a Christmas gift from one of my special education students that encouraged me greatly. He gave me a wall hanging that read, "To the world, you may only be one person, but to this one person, you are the world." Most people in this world strive to make something of themselves, and the world tells them that if they aren't beautiful or rich or famous, they are nobody. Still, other people strive simply to make a difference in the lives of others. We will never completely achieve success as defined by this world's standards because we will always be seeking for more. But we can choose to be the best person that others will encounter by doing as Jesus said, "Do it to others as you would have them do to you." When we share ourselves in helping others, we can make the difference in their lives that will mean everything to them. When we show the compassion of Christ for all people, we will be the hands and feet of Jesus. You may be the only Jesus that some people ever see, so let's be the best picture of Jesus that we can possibly be.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Just wanted to remind you that all sporting events are canceled for this evening, as it's probably, you can see with the storm, and probably know that. And then for tomorrow, there's some events closed as well, or canceled as well. First of all, the Junior Bowling at the Phoenix Center that was supposed to be held at 8:30 is canceled. Richland Center Youth Girls Basketball is canceled for tomorrow. The Ithaca Weston Wrestling Tournament and Hall of Fame event will not be held. And the West B Wrestling Invitational that was supposed to be held tomorrow as well. This includes the Richland Center Girls Wrestling Team has been canceled. The Richland Center Boys Basketball Team will host Alumni Day tomorrow. Four teams will play, and there will be concessions available. Despite the weather, the event will still be held, and the start time for the first game has been pushed back to 2 p.m. Any Richland Center Boys Basketball alumni are welcome to stop by and play tomorrow. A reception will follow the games at the Phoenix Center. The Bucks dominated the Eastern Conference leading Boston Celtics by such a margin. The visitors began the second half with their bench players. Milwaukee led by 43 at one point in the game and finished with an emphatic 135-102 victory. Coach Adrian Griffin's previously struggling squad never trailed. Bobby Portis led the way with 28 points and a dozen rebounds. With the win, Milwaukee trails Boston by 3 games in the standings. Golden State will visit Pfizer Forum tomorrow.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust?
Coach Greg Gard's Badgers are 10-point favorites to beat Northwestern in a Big Ten conference game tomorrow. Tip-off is at 11 from the Kohl Center. Wisconsin has won 5 games in a row, boosting the team's overall record to 12-3. The Badgers have won all 4 conference games so far. Northwestern is vulnerable on the boards, but usually wins the turnover battle. That suggests a relatively error-free game is coming. And the Milwaukee Brewers have reached deals with 2021 NL Cy Young Award winner Corbin Burns, 2-time All-Star closer Devin Williams, and shortstop Willie Adames to avoid going to arbitration with all 3 players. Burns agreed to a 1-year contract for $15,637,500, and Adames gets $12.25 million next season. Williams and the Brewers formally exchanged 2024 salary proposals, putting the sides on the track for an arbitration hearing, but then quickly agreed to a 1-year deal with a 2025 club option. The reliever requested $7.3 million, while Milwaukee offered $6.65 million. After that swap, they settled on $7.25 million, a 1-year contract in a deal that could be worth $18.5 million for 2 seasons, plus award bonuses. Williams made $3.35 million last season. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance. For WRCO News, or for WRCO Sports, I should say, I'm Tim Thied.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Aderers in Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aderers in Plain, Blanchardville and Dodgeville.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Cattle were mixed Friday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans were lower. The 2023 U.S. crop is a little bit larger than expected. That pulled ending stocks higher, while quarterly stocks were lower, modestly lower. USDA did raise its crop outlook for Argentina, and while Brazil was down from December, it's still above the most recent guess from CONAB. March beans were 12 and a quarter lower at 12.24 and a quarter. May was down 12 and a quarter at 12.35 and three quarters. March bean meal was a dime lower at 362.10, and March bean oil is down 47 points at 48.25. Corn was lower. The USDA confirmed record large U.S. production and a record high yield last year with increases for ending and quarterly stocks. USDA did lower production and exports for Brazil slightly. March corn was down 10 and three quarters at 4.47. May was 10 and three quarters lower at 4.59. And wheat was down. World wheat ending stocks and quarterly U.S. stocks were larger, but U.S. ending stocks were slightly lower than last month. U.S. winter wheat planting was down 6% in the year, while spring wheat production was up. March Chicago was down 7 and 3 quarters at 596. March Kansas City was 3 quarters lower at 615 and a quarter. March Minneapolis wheat was down a half a penny on the day at 699 and a half. Live cattle were mostly lower, watching weather at the direct markets. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. February live is down 42 at 171.37, and April was 40 lower at 174.17. With the lower move in corn, March feeders were up 30 at 227.70. April was 27 higher at $233. And hogs were lower Friday, pressured by contracts premium to the cash index and the lower open for national direct barrows and gilts. February lean was 70 lower at 71.90. The April contract was down 42 cents at 78.62. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Incoming!
Don't worry, it's not raining elephants. That's just the sound of Dairyland Seed delivering our strongest silage lineup ever. Again, get ready for even better trait quality, even greater tonnage potential, and even more milk per acre. See how Dairyland Seed silage outperformed the competition in your area at showmethesilageyield.com. That's showmethesilageyield.com.
What does supporting rural communities look like? At Compeer Financial, we believe it starts with giving back. That's why we are here, with grants that invest in the communities we serve to help beginning farmers, fund agricultural education, support first responders, stimulate economic growth, and partner with causes that matter to our clients. Visit Compeer.com to learn more. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
There was a light round of direct cash cattle trade across to all of cattle country Friday. Live deals in the South were at $172. That's a dollar lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Live deals in Nebraska and Iowa were marked at $173, with a few at $174, about steady to a dollar lower than the previous week's weighted average basis. Boxed beef closed higher on solid demand for decent offerings. Choice up $3.37 at $289.26. Select was $1.91 higher at $271.85. Estimated cattle slaughter was 105,000 head, down 19,000 on the week and down around 21,000 on the year. Closing cash hog prices were delayed due to technical issues at the USDA. Pork values ended the day higher, up $1.94 at $86.08. Most of the primals were higher to sharply higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 332,000 head, down 157,000 on the week and down more than 143,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for vehicle keys. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys. Walsh's has fobs covering about 92% of cars on the road. Walsh's programs keys on site and can save you up to 60%. Stop in and check it out now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and Ace of La Crosse.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. University of Missouri cattle nutritionist Eric Bailey says good cattle care is important with below zero temperatures in the forecast.
You know, I would consider extra hay and extra calories from some sort of grain commodity mix. You know, I'm not talking about like an extra lick tub or, you know, small package feed stuff. It's just volume that we're looking for at this point.
More news is next.
How would you define personalization from an ag lender?
It starts with a trusted advisor, asking the right questions to determine which term loan or lease matches your operation and cash flow needs. You'll find that level of service from Compure Financial because we're defined by you. For ag lending and other financial needs, contact your local Compure Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compure.com. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves.
1.99%.
See what we mean?
1.99%.
To grow more, protect more, and command more.
1.99%.
For all participating BASF brands.
1.99%.
When you enroll before March 15th at BASF-grower-financing.com.
Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth.
Go to BASF-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
U.S. pork exports to Mexico have already set an annual record. Lorenzo Elizalde with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says pork cuts like bone-in hams and picnics have always been popular in Mexico, but work is being done to improve demand for the loin.
Pork loin was distributed among the customers of Cedicarnes, and also we use the pork truck to conduct tasting demonstrations with all the customers of Cedicarnes that participated in the workshop.
USDA has lowered its corn and soybean production estimates for Brazil. That follows planting delays in many key growing areas caused by weather, primarily hot, dry conditions in central portions and excessively wet conditions in the south. The department currently has Brazil's soybean crop at 157 million tons. Brazil is expected to be the world's largest exporter of corn this marketing year. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Using the entire suite. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere. Illinois farmer Chris Gould says he uses the whole suite of John Deere software and hardware to manage his operation. Beginning with the yield monitor at harvest, he tells Brownfield the data informs fertilizer and seeding rates for the next growing season. More after this on Brownfield.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
They run errands and equipment. They bring parts and dinner. They drive the combine and the kids to school. They feed livestock. They fix skinned knees, broken fences. They do the books and lead the 4-H group. They simply make everything better. John Deere celebrates the strength and resilience of the women that make farms run. They make all the difference.
Chris Gould grows corn and soybeans near Maple Park in northwest Illinois and says he uses John Deere equipment on his farm.
Yeah, I would guess we would say we use the whole suite of hardware and software to come up with a plan and manage our operation. I guess it starts with the yield monitors and the combines. After we post-calibrate the yield maps with truck scale tickets, then we use those to generate yield goal maps, which in turn become our we use to fertilize and set up seeding rates.
He tells Brownfield John Deere technology helps his farm be more efficient.
There's a lot of debate around variable rate seeding and whether it pays or not. I guess I'm a believer that you may not change your total seed bill, but maybe you're redistributing that input to where it can be more useful and hopefully, you know, maximize yield with the same amount of inputs. That's the seeding side of it. For sure, fertilizer to me makes sense because we're going to fertilize where we can grow more crop and probably not worry so much about those areas of the field that we're probably not going to grow a crop.
Gould calls his combine's yield monitor the foundation of his farm management.
But lately I've started using the mobile ops center a lot, being able to see where all of our equipment is and what's happening, what they're doing, how they're performing. We also have our trucks integrated with that and being able to see where the trucks are, I just find that super useful in trying to manage and make sure everything's, I don't know, moving along as efficiently as it can be.
And Gould says John Deere technology reduces downtime.
I get an alert when a machine has a problem. So, you know, even sometimes before I get the phone call, I know if a machine has stopped or is idling or whatever. And then I can, you know, I can be more proactive in getting help sent that direction, or what's the problem, or can we now divert the trucks to a different direction while we're fixing the combine that's broken over here. So it just gives me, I think, maybe described as like a bird's eye view of what's going on, and I can kind of help move the pieces around to as be as efficient as we can.
Visit your local John Deere dealer to learn more, or go to Deere.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
The Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
Boy, I'm not the kind of girl to go and fight for all your attention. Mm-mm. I'm not too afraid to call this off and go see what.
These hips don't lie, 'cause I feel like a lady.
God always takes the good ones first. And man, I've tried to be strong and carry on, but damn, this hurts. And I just wish that I could talk to you again somehow, some way, even if it's for a moment, so I can hear you say, don't cry for me, I'm alright, I'm better than you know. And this life can be a shorter ride, so don't waste it on sorrow. Just hold on to those moments and the memories we shared. We're both headed for the same place anyway. I just beat you there.
Read all about it. Your name should be in lights. Ain't no doubt about it. I bet you.
lot of pretty girls go by, but none have been right up until today. I would never settle down, but you keep coming around, and your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Got here just in time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine. Out in the wildlife, a lot of people telling lies, looking right in your eyes. And up until tonight, I was always on the prowl, but now I'm settling down. Cause your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Stands the test of time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine. Anyone can see what you're doing to me. Everyone can see that you're everything I need.